Prefiero ir de tren y hacer.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, Abraham.
Are we continuing about Gadol HaBayis, or we're moving on to the next packet?
Yeah, we're basically finished. I might make one or two comments, but we're basically finished with that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's recording here, right? It's recording. Okay. No, but Joe knows. Joe's. It said it's recording. I mean, you want to come? I think that's what it said. See a thing.
Yeah, it has that.
Okay. Zechanish was Avi Mori, Yakov Mitzvah Pilchas. Zechanish was Daniel Shane was Yeshua Falk. Hey, good morning, everybody. Okay. A couple of things. Yeah, so Moshe Rosenzweig was asking me about the Machloikis Rabbi Natan and the Rosh. In terms of how we paskin in this machloikis, about if, you know, the case of Rabbi Tam, his sister was in a different location, and therefore he's ochel basar v'shosa yayin. It's funny, somebody just called me this week. Somebody that was going. They were JFK. I think they were going, I don't know, Herzl, someplace to a kfura. And somebody gave them food for the trip. They gave them like turkey sandwiches. So the question was, could they eat those turkey sandwiches or the mamish and oinin? Or if you say that they're in a different location, then I don't know. So that shayla mamish was asked to me this week, that they were in, I think, JFK, and they had the turkey sandwiches, and then they were going, I assume it was Teres Israel, if I remember correctly, to do the kavura. So could they eat the turkey sandwiches? In other words, yeah, this is between the mis and the kavura. So in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mam Aleph says, Fafilu hu be'ir acheres, Einu mesiv v'ochel v'einu ochel basav v'einu shosa yayin. So the Mechaber says b'feirush that even if you're in Ir Acheres, is einu ochel, so einu ochel basav v'einu shosa yayin. Right, then that says Shach says that's the rush. That even if you're in an Ir Acheres, you still can't have moed. So that's what I told them. I told them they should not eat those sandwiches. And if you look in the Shach, it says, Mashma fil yesh misha yisasku imo bi'iro shemes din onen alav tainu kedas harash. And even if... there's somebody in that other location who has people that are misasek, still has din onon elav shecholak Rabbi Tam v'yor Torah. Aval habach pasak Rabbi Tam The Bach passes like a bit of time. The Krov Shabir Acheris. Aindin Onan Aleya. Like a bit of time. Okay, the Aindin base Krov and Rapsabam of Ira from Utalem Kavro. Hesh Krov and Utalem Latabo Biro Aindin Onan Alosa the Krov Shabir Acheris. So the Bach passes like. So some trad in Shulchan Aruch is that he's a din. He doesn't eat basar, doesn't show siyai. And the Ba and the Rabbi in the Tamshita is that it doesn't have a din on it.
Yeah, with the Teres Rafal, there are really three factors in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, because he's also to bring the mace back to the city where Rabbeinu Tam's in. So that's, you know, it's not just the Acheres, but they're bringing the mace there. If and Rabbi Paskin is like the Teres Rafal, so you have to sort of refactor that into this psak also, no?
Yeah. If you're having a case where the mace is going to, if you're going to the mace and the mace is coming to you, then. That's also part of the discussion. Then, then he's still involved, and he won't start the shiva right away. So the gabe, he israchilas boser shtias yayin. So the Mechabes is Paskins explicitly that he still does not eat meat or drink wine. And then the question of the Ptur Mitzvahs, so part of the Ptur Mitzvahs, so if they're planning to go, so part of the Shulchan Aruch with Paskin, then there's still an Onin. If they're going to the Kvura, if they're not planning to go, then we would Paskin like Rabbi Foil, that the Avail starts. And then, of course, if the Avail starts, then there's no Aninus. Now there are still some poskim that make a chiluk between when the mace is brought into the city or not. I wanted to check in the Nitig Avril, which he quotes, I think maybe some poskim that hold like that. But but Lamaisa, many cases where either there would be according to the simple shot in the Shulchan Aruch, as there would be an owning if they're planning to still be involved in the Hisaskas.
Maybe shouldn't sitting on the plane be somewhere like Nimsa Lakatafim, where they have nothing to do?
So that's the ritual called the Hagos Maimoni.
Especially since they already called the Chaver Kadisha. That's right. The part of what Nimsa Lakatafim means.
Yeah, so
they're being malav of the mace. The pashas has the din of nimsa lekatavim.
Moshe pshat nimsa lekatavim means taking most of lekatavim. You don't go with them.
I mean, my focus whether it's pashas pshat, but
okay, but
that is a pshat.
The simple pshat is that nimsa lekatavim is when you're not going along. Okay, so that was the what's written here in the Shulchan Aruch, etc. So certainly for the Basar Yayin aspect, we wouldn't permit. That's why. So I told them, not to do it, not to eat the sandwiches. No, I assume they didn't eat the sandwiches. Okay. And then we did the Gadol HaBayis for yesterday. It usually comes out according to Well, we learned yesterday that it's usually irrelevant to discuss who the Godel HaBayis is, because it's only relevant if there was no Yediyah, according to the Rush. And even according to the Ramban, if you're together in the beginning and then you split up and come back together at the end, then Metzarif, even without the Godel HaBayis, because even the Godel HaBayis is the one who went, and there's no person to bring him in because he's the Godel HaBayis himself, he's still Metzarif according to the Ramban. So usually when there's a discussion of who's the Godel HaBayis, it's usually irrelevant. Whichever way you hold, whether you hold like the Ramban or you hold like the Rush, I told you, Rav Moshe Paskin like the Rush, that it's a separate minion. And that's what I tell people, that to do a separate count, and not to change the count. But some people don't agree. I mean, Gary Will put out a Fivel Cohen in the Bari HaShulchan. He says like the Ramban, like the Shach. But I'm into the other Pesach, not to the Ramban, to the Rush. But that's what the Yavir Sefkaro Paschal is like. That there's no idea. So he doesn't have his own minion. Own minion meaning his own count. And then he could be with Rush. Not he doesn't. Okay, the next packet is about a very sensitive topic, and that is, and this unfortunately comes up more often than we would like to admit it, and I think it's a very important topic. It's, you know, I think what's more important is to be able to detect it beforehand and prevent these things from happening. And that's suicidal cases. And people who've committed suicide, you know, I mean, officially we don't know, you know, but a lot of situations, you know. Now, we'll have to see in halacha what's considered suicide in halacha. But even if it's not technically the suicide that the halacha is talking about, but lemaisa, the guy is no longer. You know, so it's a very sad thing, and it could happen in the community, even if we don't know whether it really did or really didn't. But for the future, we always have to say that we have to make sure that everyone is responsible. You know, when Egla Rufa says Yadenu Lo Shofku Sadam Hazeh, you know, that there's a kingdom, you know, say we didn't do it. But sometimes in life, when a person sees somebody who's, you know, you're choshesh that something's up, you know, you should see that to tell somebody who could be of help to the person. You know, they tell a story about sort of Dov Brizak, and when he was a big mechanic in Eretz Yisrael, he tells a story about a certain mechanic that his Rebbe, as he left the room, he patted his Talmud on the shoulder, and he said that the way the story goes again is that Talmud was like so depressed and he was suicidal, and he said because his Rebbe gave him some. Now, that one pat, he didn't do it. He decided not to do it. You know, there's people, you know, I always like to quote the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And where is it? Vayakel. The Pasuk says, Vamalacha Isa Dayan Vahoyser. That when they gave the Melechas HaMishkan, it says that it was enough, but then it says there was more. So which one was it? Was there more or was there enough, right? So Pashmashad means I vote enough and more. But the way the Rechai HaKadosh say, no, it seems to be a steerer. You're saying it's die and you're saying it's a hoser. So which one is it? So he says there really was more than was needed, more donations than really was needed. So that means that some people would walk home from that day, from the Malachas HaMishkan thing, feeling that it could be their gift was totally irrelevant. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes that even though al pi derech hateva it was more than needed, that everyone's gift was used. And so it is that in life, sometimes people are made to feel or they self-impose that they're irrelevant, that they're not doing anything, their life is meaningless. And that's the tafkid that everyone has in life, to everyone that you come in contact with, to mechazik everyone, so if you feel, you say hello to somebody, he feels, oh, he was gurus me. You know, sometimes people walk by people, you know, they don't even give them a nod. You know, these little things are very, very important. There's a story Rav Shach used to tell over. I wrote it in my sefer about two people that were, they made a deal with each other that whoever will go to Olam HaEmes first, they'll come back in a dream to someone else to tell them what's going on. And they said, one of them said, you know, there's two people passing, you know, a certain person, and one of them like waved the hand. And in Shemayim, that wave, you know how much that was chashuv in Shemayim, that they gave recognition to somebody. So I think that's the most important thing, that, you know, what happened in the past to people, and, you know, we don't know, did it happen, did it not happen, okay, whatever it is. But the bottom line is the person's not here, you know? So we always have to, we could always, looking at things in the past, we can say that, you know, that maybe it didn't happen, whatever, but for our hanhaga, for the future, should always be an hugger of giving. Even if you're very busy, this, you always, you know, can have an, as I told you, like that 1 second, that one pat on the back could be the difference between chaim and mavis. Okay, that's very important. You saw it. But now let's go in halacha to see what is the halachic discussion about Ma'amid Atzmo L'das. So the pasuk says in Parshas Noach, "Ach es dimchem lenafshoseichem edrosh miyad kochay adushenu miyad ha'odom miyad ish achiv edrosh es nevesh ha'odom." So Rashi says, "Ach dimchem afal pishit itaiti lechem netilas neshama bebehema." That even though I permit you to kill an animal, you know, you can eat it, but your own life as dimchem edrosh, I'm going to hold you responsible. Me'ashofir dam atzmo. And that's the pasuk. That's the source of this whole idea. And there is a discussion in the poskim on page 4. There's a famous Minchas Chinuch. Says, "Yidei ma'abed atzmo l'das, eina b'chlal l'avdil o sirtzach." So the question, I mean, this is not the Hilchas Aveilus, we'll get to the Hilchas Aveilus discussion. But he says a person's ma'abir asma l'das does not violate lo sirtzach. You would think if you kill someone else, you violate sirtzach. A person who killed himself certainly violated lo sirtzach. No, he says that's chayv misa bidei shemayim. Because lo sirtzach is dafka doing it to someone else. Doing it to yourself is still an isser of this pasuk. But not necessarily.
So, I mean, what does it mean that he's chayv misa bidei shemayim? He already killed himself.
Right. So we'll see in a second. Right. Avram is asking a good question. What does it mean chayv misa bidei shemayim? He already killed himself. So he says the nafkamina im shiber kalim b'shas meisa. Right. There's a dinim of kimle b'derabim minei. So if you say Michal Shabbos and you shover kalim during the Chil Shabbos, so it's, that's a din of kimle b'drabim today. So she became b'shas meis again. So the question is, but kimle b'drabim today is a question whether it only applies to Mises Bezden, does it apply to Mises Bezden? There's a lot of different shitas in the Tanoim of when to apply Kim. Certainly by Mises Bezden, there's a Kim Din of Kim by B'drabim Ney. But if it's like Rabbi Chunin Barakani about Yom Kippur, if you eat in Yom Kippur, right, and then you had a Chiv moment at the same time, is that also So if you hold a Misa B'day Shemayim is not going to make you Kimle B'day Shemayim. So as he was killing himself, he caused somebody monetary loss. So does he have to pay, or does Yorshim have to pay, or do we say that it's Kimle B'day Shemayim? So Nafkaminim Shiva Kalim B'Shas Maisa. Whether you say Kim with the Rabbi Minei, because if you hold that you need a Mises Bezden, Achiv Mises Bezden for Kim with the Rabbi Minei, even though obviously he killed himself, so he's not going to kill him, but there was Achiv Misa, so then it would be part of the moment. Nearly the Beno Achenim with Suva, the Stimchem Ronishness Messina, right? You came to the Israel number of the Lord Benei Roch, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if something was given, and it wasn't repeated at Sinai. So it was given to Bnei Noach, but it wasn't repeated at Har Sinai. So then the klal is that anything was given to Bnei Noach, it wasn't repeated at Har Sinai, is now only given to Klal Yisrael and not to Bnei Noach. In other words, but once Sinai comes, we take all those mitzvahs that existed from before, and it's Nehemiah of Yisrael, and not the Bnei Noach, because it wasn't repeated at Har Sinai. If it was repeated, that would be different. But if it wasn't repeated, Yisrael, not the Bnei Noach. Now, if you look in the footnote here, in the bottom of the Michas Chinuch, he quotes from the Psik de Rabosi that has a drasha, lo sitzach, lo sisratzach. That the drasha is that included in a lo sirtzach is killing oneself, lo sisratzach, meaning to kill oneself. So that according to the psikta, what he's saying here in the footnote is that would be included in the isra of ritzicha.
Yeah, what if someone like tried to kill himself but ended up not being successful? You know, he got saved by they found him lying on the floor and they saved him.
So then he wasn't successful.
No. Yeah, he would have been, but the EMTs came and saved him.
Okay, so then it didn't happen. If he wasn't successful, then, you know, it's like any time, you know, the famous, we're going to get it too. When is it? Next week's Parsha? 2 weeks Parsha? In Parshas Matos, Hashem Yislach Lo. That if a person wanted to violate an issa, they took a neder, and they were going to eat that this apple is going to be usser, and then they violated the neder. But little did she know that her husband was already mefer the neder. But she didn't know the b'shas meisa, but the meisa, so she didn't violate the neder. So she still needs a kapara because she had kavana to do an aveira, but l'maisa she didn't. So the maisa is not ritzicha, or even if you hold there's a din ritzicha, it's not ritzicha. But l'maisa, you have to you need kapara.
I mean, you wouldn't say for it like you say, like some people, some poskim can say by like ruvu, for instance, that you know you have to the ishtadlus. There's a certain maisa that's associated with the mitzvah. There's a certain maisa that like apidar chateva. This is, you know, this is the this is what you put in. So, you know, this is a maisa that's inherently, you know, medically, this is a maisa misa. You know, this is a maisa that would kill people. But even though you did a maisa ritzicha, you know.
Yeah, but the person didn't actually die.
But you did a Maaser Ratzicha.
Doesn't matter. A Maaser Ratzicha is only if it kills. Then it's not a Maaser Ratzicha. He might need, you know, kapara, that he, you know, like the case of Hashem Yislach Lo, that she didn't realize she violated a neder, right? But little did she know, and she did a Maaser. But little did she know that her husband was made for the nether. So there was no, the nether wasn't there the time she was violating it. Okay, so state in Maseches Machos on page 5. Ma'abed atzmo ladas. Ein misaskim imo b'chol dar. So a person's ma'abed asma d'das were not misasek bo. So what does that mean? He says, "Ein korin alav, ein cholzen alav, lo maspidim alav, aval omdim alav b'shura, aval omdim alav b'rikas aveil." So the question is, what's included in misaskim bo? So the Rambam, this is a Machlokes Rishonim here. The Rambam writes on page 9, Yud Aleph, Hamabit Atzmo Das Ein Misaskim Bo Chol Dover Ein Sablam Lof. Ein Misablam Lof. The Rambam writes, there's no avails for a person that committed suicide. For Ein Maspidim also. So the some things you do, but the main thing is that there's no avails. Ein ma'ablamov, misablamov. That's the Rambam Shita. However, the Ramban in page 7. V'nir Ali, page 7, the arrow on the left. V'nir Ali, the Ein Koran, the Kol HaKorvin, the Ruim, the Spal Koran, the Ruim, yep. So then he writes, V'nir Ali, V'lomotzino El Baruge Bez, the name of Sabu, El On. He says he doesn't think it's true, what the Rambam said. That you do sit shiva. It's only by Haruge Mezda there's no shiva. Because if somebody did something and the Mezdan kills him, he was Michal Shabbos with Aidim and Asra, so the Mezdan kills him, so then there's no shiva. But we learned that Mishnah the first day. Aim Sam of Onan. But there still could be aninus, right? We discussed what that meant. So the Ramban says the only time there's no, we'll see, the only time, but so it's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether there's avelus for a ma'abed asma l'das. The Rambam says there is no avelus, and the Ramban says there is avelus. So how do we paskin in this shiloh? So, if you take a look at Shulchan Aruch.
How does the Ramban read the Maseches Machos unless he just doesn't pass him like it?
Well, Maseches Machos didn't say the word Ein Misablin. It just said Ein Misaskimo. That's not the same as Misablin. Misaskimo could be other things that you're Osik, but the actual availus is a separate thing.
Angie's asking doesn't mean that you don't give him a kura, right?
Right. We'll see what it means, but it doesn't have to mean a misablin off. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch on page 12, should be Hey Aleph. Amabeth Lodas, a misaskin bowl of holdover, a misablin. You see, it says two different things. A misablin off. So, and then he writes here in the Shach, if you want to look. Shimon Ha'alaf, the Tzivit, says, Dimcha v'nashro seichem edrosh, the Ova Godel hu amah, v'ratz mo v'dat, kasib tshuvas ha'rashbo, v'avsha amru v'chol mokav, v'ein yisaskim, v'ahem v'chol dover, lo le'in yikvura, v'tachrich ad amru, v'lashe ein korin v'lo choltzim. It's going on what it said later of a Korin, Korea, and Chalitza means they used to bare their shoulder as a sign of mourning. They wouldn't do that for a Mabedas Meladas. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, that there's no Avelos. Because the individual violated this big Avera. So was what I'm only beginning now. Just don't think this is the end yet. So first, you have to see. I think we quoted this once before in the Shul of the Chasam Sofer on page 15. I guess when I made these packets, that was before the new Chasam Sofers came out. When I make packets now, I get the new Chasam Sofers. This is the old Chasam Sofers. On page 15, he writes, says the Chasam Sofer in the old printing. The Neila Halacha Ulamaisa. Mi Yarim Rosh Nege Harav Askamas Harav Beis Yosef B'Shulchan Aruch. He says, no one could argue with what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shasasim ka Rambam. But the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rambam. Shagam shalach gidivay amekel ba'avol. Omnam, mikol mokom omar ni hechad yika kvod ha-mishpacha. So this is a very important point now. Whenever there's a shayl of kvod ha-mishpacha, the chbedis, asher yeh lehem lavoz ul-chli molomis, whereas if everyone is going to know in the community that they're not sitting Shiva, that's going to be a very, very big embarrassment to the family. But if they sit Shiva, so people will say that most probably things were verified and it really wasn't suicidal. Even though it might have been somewhat suicidal, but you know it wasn't. But obviously, the thing shiva, so that makes a whole different spin on things. As Yom Rabbi's Kamal Bei Rabbanu Bin Milsev in this Baruch Shaloya Din Ba'Avel Sodas as I Yochel Amor LaHoros LaChachilo this Abel. So he says, based on that, the Rav could paskin LaChachilo they should sit shiva. So that's what. That's what should be the halacha. That the Rav should paskin, they should sit shiva. I feel in be'emes nisbar lo shayo lo kol din ma'abedas v'ladas. Even though technically it might have been a ma'abedas v'ladas, we'll see. There are criteria for what's exactly considered ma'abedas v'ladas. But even if you want to tell me that all the criteria were fulfilled, And the person was really a Mabinas Maladas with all the criteria fulfilled, you should still tell the family to sit shiva.
But it seems really funny. The Chasam Sofer starts off by saying, we don't divert from the Shulchan Aruch a word. And then he, and the next line, he himself.
It's very
humorous.
Yeah, the Chasam Sofer says we don't, right?
Right, but he says that that it's halacha kedivrei amekel
ba'avol. Rishachta always says that in the tshuvas when you read that they start saying harav hagon hatzadik hachasid, they know they're going to disagree.
Yeah. Okay. But there's more to say than just this Chasam Sofer. So hold on for a second. Yeah, Ethan.
But the Chassam Sofer say this only with regards to things publicly.
You mean would we allow things that are private to be done according to the Chassam Sofer? That's a good question. What would the Chassam Sofer say of things that are people are not going to know about that they do privately? Or would we say that the Maisa, whereas Halachot Yirmei Meikel, also somewhere on the Ramban Shita? So you want to be somewhere on the Ramban Shita, so then to, you know, confuse the Ramban.
The only reason why I'm saying that we should go with the Ramban is so that other people could see.
Shouldn't embarrass them.
Right, so other people aren't going to keep it.
Yeah, but so I hear your svara. The other svara is to say that that it's halacha kedivrei meikel bavel. So meaning that here it's you have a right to passing like the Ramban. But if you're passing like the Ramban, then there's a regular din of avelos.
Why would that be the rabbeinu?
Because following Ramban is the Mekel Shita over here to keep Shiva, because this way it'll preserve the people who much rather do that in this situation. I mean, I'm not even talking about psychologically from the perspective of, psychological needs of Shiva. Just for the reputation of the family.
I'm just a little bit confused maybe this whole part was asked, but if the whole point is that someone who's Mabed and Nacho, so the whole point is that they don't get Shiva. It's like the din exists for a reason, so why are we trying to find ways to overcome the din? Yeah, it's uncomfortable with the family. That's the point, meaning that the point is...
Yeah, so let's learn more, and then we'll see. Let's learn more. So, in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole discussion that we showed him about what is called Ma'abed Atzmo L'Das. So, Ramban, if you want, we take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, so take a look. You want to take a look here on page 12. Yizel ma'amarat v'ladas k'gon sh'omar harehu olol rosh ha'gag. He says he's going to go up to the roof. Ha'usha ola miyad. And we see that after he says that he's going up to the roof, we see him going up in a very angrily way. Finofal umeis, raves in chestas, ibiraz modas. Vanru, Chonik Vitolubi Ilan, Horob Mushlach, Algabe Sayofo, Reb Cheskas called Mason Skaskin Mova Imonim Modover. So it might be that we had to have. Whereas if we just find the body, a lot of times that's what happens. You just find the body someplace, and So from the perspective of Hilchas Aveilus, maybe that's not called Ma'abed Atzmo L'Das, because we don't know. We didn't. It's not like we heard him say it and that he went and did it. You know, now it could be that he very well just, but. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. One second. Let's look in the Shach Gimel. Because of the Ramban, Afa Bishol Ra'u Ma'pilas, Mokeim Shomah Harini Ola L'Rosh Hagag, he said, I'm going to go up and I'm going to jump. So even though we didn't see him do it, but since we heard him say that, so then that's enough. But because of Rabbah B'Shem Marshal, I feel Omar Ra'u Shani Ola V'lo Ra'u Ola Adibur L'chod Lo Samchina Ve'inu B'cheskes Ma'abir Asmol Adas. But the Marshal Shita is that even if he said that I'm going to do it, and then we never saw him do it, but in the end we find him dead, that's not called Ma'abir Asmol Adas. As opposed to Ramban, where he says that Afalpi that we didn't see him, but since we heard him say that, it's Chazaka that he was Ma'abed Asmal Adas. If you take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan.
Rabbi, just really quick. So a suicide note would be the same thing as him saying it, or would it be different?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Because there was, when he actually... If I don't know, it's hard to tell because a suicide note, you don't know who wrote the note.
You recognize the handwriting.
In which I called Abbe Sayafo, someone could have stabbed him and put him in that position.
What? Right.
So then you have the same thing by the roof case. If, who knows that he didn't accidentally fall after saying, I don't actually want to kill myself, but...
Right. So let me just say two things. Take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, Dalet and Hey. Yeah. It says, look at Hey. Klol shel Dovid Mabes Lodas Talina B'chol Eizet Chliya. Klol shel Kon Litlos B'Yira Ove Tzar. In other words, any type of tliya that we could possibly explain that it wasn't done on the full das, now that it's either because of tsar or fear, in the case we'll see that someone was threatening him. And then he, right, we'll see, his father was threatening him. But so whenever we could give some type of pesach that it was done out of fear, was done out of tzar, or she yotzu midaito, or she sover hayesh hazeh mitzvah, really kosher b'averis acheres. He thinks it's a mitzvah that he shouldn't do any averis anymore. V'chayotzu be'elu hadvarim de'shazo be'emes tova rochach she'odom yasin nevolo kazu b'das slula. That's what Dr. Moshe Dreisinger thought. He thought that the Aruch HaShulchan's, he's a psychologist, Dr. Dreisinger, so he thought that the Aruch HaShulchan's perspective is that he thought is very sound psychologically, that any time we could have a clear that it wasn't done with full presence of mind, then we could be maker.
What's the gather of not full presence of mind? I mean, clearly somebody has an issue if they're killing themselves.
Right. Right, so that's what he's saying. We'll see more of these in the chorus tomorrow, but he's saying he, he's out of tsar, out of fear, out of that was one second. And then one other thing.
Isn't that most cases, Rebbe?
Yeah. And then, so that's one thing. And let me just, on page 20, this is the Shut B'Samim Rosh. Right? That's the forged Truvas Arash. So, he says, it's quoted in the Sefer Nachal Shimon. Nachal Shimon is Rav Shimon Krasner from Baltimore. He wrote these Svarim, Halacha Svarim Anach. So he has a piece here in Shmuel Aleph. So what's the question you have on me? And why did Zirik and Nachal Shimon and not the original source of the Pesach and Rosh? Right? I don't just do Zirik secondary sources. So you see later that it was taken out of the Pesach and Rosh. They took it out. They censored it. So it's not in the...
They censored the fake Chuvas HaRosh?
Yeah. I ain't should Pesach and Rosh, page 20. In other words, it's some philosophical idea that, you know, he has some, and Amisha, you know, whereas it's not like he's suffering, it's not like he has some outlandish philosophy of not properly respecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tovas. And then that type of person. But if he's just doing it else, he's depressed or he's frightened or things like that, as opposed to somebody who has some philosophical idea to do it, then he wouldn't be considered Ma'abed Das Mol Adas. Then he says, Shuvazu Nitu Sam Shut Sam Roshnas Tovkuf Nun Gimel. Ayin Rabbi Kiva Eger, he brings it. Valchaka Chishmitu Ahamad Pisim. So I guess when I was trying to make this packet, I didn't have the Pesach and Rosh that had it. So there was no point in Zirik from the Pesach and Rosh because it then it was...
Does Rebbe know why they censored Davka this part of the Pesach and Rosh instead of the whole Sefer? They're already going to start censoring?
Whole Sefer is different.
So it's like one of the cults, right? One treats it exactly. But that would be a case.
Right.
Or it's not a tsar or fear or...
Right, exactly. So Lemaisa, the Mahalach is to try to, like the Aruch HaShulchan, or like the Pesach and Rosh, or like the Chasam Sofer, you know, to preserve the covet of the family, to try to find coolers to let them sit Shiva. But Lemaisa, it's still a chrayis on the Kehillah to make sure that it doesn't happen in the future. These are good explanations, you know, for the past, to now to help the family. But Lemaisa, the guy, you know, committed suicide. Now, whether it's technically the Didim Abed Atzmol Adas, because maybe we didn't hear him, you know, things like that. Whether you need to hear and see, all these things. So those are the Maraban, the Mashal, all these things. Okay, it is what it is to save the integrity of the family from the past. But in terms of the future, Lemaisa obviously still came to this situation where the person wanted to do this. So you know, we can't say Yadena Lashavkos Adam Azeh if you saw somebody who looks lonely and you didn't help him out. So that's Maisim B'chol Yom. The people, you know, always invite people over, always say hello to people, always talk to people, you know. Never be, of course, sometimes we're in a rush, but you know, usually we're not so much in a rush. But, you know, people should take time. You know, as I said, little things can go very far. Okay, maybe tomorrow I'll show you more of the Ramban and the... And here, but That was the basic ideas that that I wanted to say. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we'll put on the next ones. And you'll get it automatically. So then. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Sure. Maybe Shabbos come like a quarter 15.